first instrument I bought was the mandolin, and I bought it in 1993 in April. And after 5 years of talking about it, I finally allowed myself to go down and buy it. And it was good. I mean, I was desperate on it, absolutely two chords, and that's all I could do. And I bought, I started the guitar in January of 94, and then I bought myself a good guitar in March of 94. And for me, songwriting and singing was a way of expressing myself, getting my feelings down. It was therapy for me. I used to sing with a Hoover on and in the car, but I never allowed myself to sing. I didn't know I could sing. And we weren't a particularly music family or anything like that. It's very easy to get yourself into rut and to sort of put up with just the grey side of life, you know, whatever it might be, and not allow yourself to start something because you feel you're too old. You've never done it before. Anybody who's playing music started when they were teenagers or something like that, and they've had a head start, and so what's the point in starting? But start. Do anything. Write everything down. Previous to that, say in 1990 or something, like, I'd start doing dream analysis, yoga. It started bringing up a lot of stuff for me, working things out. And I think for anybody who has an idea, just start with one thing and just one step at a time. And it's not going from A to Z. You're just taking one step at a time, as the song says. And just let things happen, you know, slowly.
No cry the young heart, I can't move today. My body's aching and my arms just won't obey. I slept last night with tears in my eyes that I disguise. My mind is heavy with what you won't listen to. And I felt the pain of those trees, that weeping willow. The stars are out over that urban sky. Well, I walked alone and I wondered why. Maybe I could believe again. Maybe I could take that stand again. Maybe I could believe again. Maybe. Maybe. The cards are dealt now on the ground. The past and present I'm still searching to find. It's not a bad deal all this time around. Maybe. The arguments, well, they've gone far behind. And I've still got this warm heart giving me a helping hand. After all my wars, my battle lands, maybe. Maybe I could believe again. Maybe I could take that stand again. Maybe I could believe again. Maybe. Believe again. Maybe I could take that stand again.
when I was 15 years old, I would have been very aware of the environmental problems that were going on. I seemed to be, my God, what's going on? You know, I could feel the pain of the trees. And it was very scary at that time. And wanting to know what was going on and what was the big picture. And everybody wants to kind of, you know, that feeling of maybe I can believe again when ideals and stuff have been just totally shattered to pieces. And you want to be able to believe again. For a long time I had anemia, and at one stage for 6 months I had brucellosis, which is a pretty horrible thing. I mean, you can't put your finger on it, and you're walking around with this paper bag like on your head, and you're not being yourself. You can't be yourself, and the anemia is very debilitating. The spoken word can be a bit of a restriction. Just talking, whatever, you can't really get across maybe your ideas, your feelings. So songwriting, poetry, whatever, is a great medium for getting across a message that you can't just sort of say in, you know, over a pint in a pub somewhere. And people kind of might be able to relate. You might write a song, for instance, from your own personal experience, and somebody picks up something else on it and relates it to their own life and gets something out of it. And that's brilliant if they do. And also I'm communicating out something that happened or whatever. And often, you know, I'll sing a song that's a year old or something, and of course that situation is gone, and I have to remember what it was like when that song was written, so that I've sort of got the integrity behind the song, even though that situation is now past. As a woman in this singer-songwriter or whatever, I mean, I don't want to be labelled as either a woman or a man. I mean, it has been kind of maybe a male's kind of place to be, because a lot of men might have started when they were teenagers or whatever, writing stuff. And in some ways it's kind of good to be, say, for instance, down at a songwriter's night, and I'm the only woman who's singing. And so I stand out, and I'm singing about things that are different. Also, I might get criticism, but you've only been playing for the last 2 years. You've only been writing. Sure, you're only starting. But I'm bringing a whole life experience of situations right into the song. The singer-songwriter was always in me, but I've only just been expressing it for the last couple of years, and I am absolutely delighted that I'm doing it now. I don't know what's going to happen down the road. I mean, I just want to be able to write good songs and to perform them. It's so enjoyable to get up there and sing for other people and give other people my songs. I mean, not give them to them, but I mean sing them to them. And I would like either for somebody else to take my songs, sing them, a woman singer, to take my songs, you know, and sing them while I'm busily, you know, getting my guitar playing better. And, you know, like I sing every week in town, the songwriter's night and any other places that I can get. I feel a lot of people, women maybe, have been living well below their capacity. And there's a hell of a lot of stuff that we can do and that's in us. For instance, my grandmother, she was from Preston over in Lancashire, and she owned a motorbike after the First World War. At the turn of the last century, when they were kids, they used to go up to the Lake District and stay with relatives. I think one time they missed the coach or something from Kendal, and they had to walk over the pass into the mountains, and the mother was very scared and took to praying. But there was a great sense of independence when she had that motorbike, and I hope that that sense of independence is in me and for the people too.
Her father, he was a saddler, him a master of his trade, and her ancestors weavers and workers of the lathe. One cousin, he flew the skies, while another sailed the sea. At the telephone exchange worked Mary. Now she worked those telephone wires in the western part of France. As Tommy on horseback brought the guns to the front lines, they were the lucky ones, they were spared the very lives. Back home Mary bought that motorbike and took the A roads over the hills to the winding countryside, back to the lakes. Sat in the sunshine, once signed her name with C. And their smiling faces, good family company. You take the hammock and I the wicker chair. We've won our freedom from our cares. Now all seasons they had moved on. Mary married at 32, with her children and husband, they saw another war through. Some days were laughter in the kitchen back at Beech Grove, or paddling the lakes, Micah Shores. So take that A road over the hills to the winding countryside, back to the lakes. And near the end of her years, by hearth fire she sat, and her copper hair once had now turned to white. Well, what did she think of as she watched her fire glow? Those memories and days on the road. So take that A road over the hills and to the winding countryside, back to the lakes.
Yes, I do want to be successful and get my songs out there and make money out of them and travel with the business and be happy.
Regularly at various singer-songwriter nights around Dublin, and we wish her all the best in her musical career. This programme was produced by Ryan O'Reilly Productions.